ChrisHaynesCleveland.com. LeBron, they came in, you know, talking about how they need to play more physical and kind of change the game in that dynamic. Did you sense that? Did you feel that just from a competitive standpoint?
I think the playoffs is always physical. So, you know, I know they was going to make some adjustments, which they did. We had to make our adjustments. They got to the free throw line a lot, you know, and, you know, so they were aggressive. We were aggressive, but it's nothing out of the ordinary.
Joe Barton, Cleveland.com. LeBron, you were, pretty nonchalant yesterday when we told you about some of the comments coming from the Pistons locker room in between games. But then tonight, you seemed to go right at Stanley. There was a collision in the first quarter, and as you were scoring some points, kind of letting the Pistons bench know, was that kind of your response to what you had heard was coming from them?
No. No. I think it's to elaborate on what you said, it's kind of impossible to make a shot in the first half and yell at their bench, you know, with us being on our side offensively. You know, for me, like I always tell you guys, the game is played in between the four lines, and everything outside of that means absolutely nothing. So, you know, I'm just happy I'm able to be in a position where I can lead this team and try to make plays for myself, make plays for my teammates, and come out the way we did tonight.
AP, Brian, could you just talk about the 38 threes? Were you okay with the shot selection tonight? And you could also talk about the lift that JR gave you guys from the outside.
We shot 38 threes?
Well, I can answer part of it, and I can let JR let you know the lift that he gave us. You know, we did take a lot of threes, and, you know, there were a few that we wish we could have got back. But for the most part, when the ball was moving like it was and the shots that we were getting, we can be satisfied with that. And, you know, to be able to set I heard we set an NBA record for threes made. It's great to be a part of history when you're going along a path that you're trying to, you know, accomplish. But along that way, when things happen like that, you never take it for granted. So to say I had two of them, you know, but this guy right here can tell you about, you know, the lift he gave us.
I was open, so I shot the ball. I mean, it's kind of simple for me. Honestly, I got some great teammates who are willing to make the open pass, and I'm just one of the guys who's just fortunate to be in that situation to make them.
Kenny Rota, WHBC Radio. LeBron, Tyronn Lue, a lot of people were wondering how he would handle his first playoff series, and he's made some adjustments game to game with the game plan and that. Give me your thoughts on Ty Lue and what has been the key with him coaching you guys so far in these first two games.
Well, coach just even keel. He doesn't let the moment gets the best of him. He just, you know, he's trust that over the course of his career, not only playing and coaching, that he's learned from some of the best. And, you know, he puts us as players in position to succeed. And then it's up to us to go out and do it. So, you know, we're happy that he's at our helm. You know, he's our captain, and you know, we the crewsmen, you know, on the ship, and we just trying to make things happen. So, you know, he does a great job of just, you know, not only Coach Lue, but the rest of the coaching staff, just giving us the game plan, and it's up to us to go out and execute it. And you know, we just try to do that for our coaching staff.
David Quinneman, ESPN. LeBron, one of your favorite phrases is the ball finds energy. It felt like tonight when you guys fell down 10 early, when they went on a 7-0 run to start the third quarter, everybody's collective energy on your group never wavered. And you in particular, it seemed like you had some demonstrative celebrations after several big plays. What's that feeling like, and having everybody feed off each other's energy in that manner?
Well, when you got guys that you know, we have one goal and we have one objective every single night, and that's to play our game both offensively and defensively. And, you know, when you got guys like this guy next to me and the rest of the 13 guys, that we all just believe in one thing, and that's how we can be better in the next possession. You know, they came out and hit us, and we knew they were going to give that. And, you know, we just had to stay calm, continue to work our game plan, continue to defend, and just try to wear on them. And, you know, he got it going, and once JR get it going, you know, the flood gets open for us because he spreads the floor for us so well. And then our bench came in, and they did a heck of a job tonight, you know, all the way. I mean, Timo, Shum, RJ, Deli, Channing, you know, everyone came in, and they did an exceptional job, and, you know, that was the result of it.
Jason Lloyd, Academic Journal. JR, last year, when Kevin and Kyrie went down, we talked before about the struggles that you had in the Golden State series, and I'm just wondering, with those guys healthy, does that take some of the pressure off you? Do you put more pressure on yourself when those guys are missing, and just having a healthy roster, does that kind of alleviate some of the burden from you and allow you to play a little bit freer?
I mean, pressure make diamonds, so I don't really look at it like that. We got some great guys, and I mean, if they go down, the next man up. And I mean, we can't just sit here and dwell on the past. We got guys healthy, we got guys who ready to play, so if they go down, next man up. If they don't, then, you know, we all just got to make plays.
Well, LeBron, the first two games, you've played almost 40 minutes. Huh? Oh, Michael Lee with the vertical. You've played 40 minutes the first two games. I just wanted to ask, how much are you prepared to give? I mean, on the last year, you averaged 42, but obviously there's differently without Kyrie and Kevin. But how much are you prepared to give, and how much of a burden is it on you?
Every single game, I'm prepared to play 48 minutes. That's how I train, both mentally, physically, and spiritually. Every single night, if coach need me to play 48, I can play 48. You know, so that's just me. That's just my competitive drive. That's how I work at it every day. When you guys are not there, I work at it every single day to prepare my body for a 48-minute game if I need it. You know, knowing that I have 14 guys that can definitely come in and make plays definitely helps me for sure on a game-to-game basis in the postseason. But I'm ready for the long haul.
Jeff Zilgit, USA Today. LeBron, when the threes are going down like that, how much are you aware of it as it's happening? And even though you're just trying to get the best shot, is there a concerted effort at that point, since they are going down, to find guys at the line?
Well, you know, for our team, we base our offense off ball movement and player movement. And I'm a true believer in the ball having energy. And, you know, when you got guys that's making shots, it's a conscious effort for me to not fall into it. You know, when my shooters got it going, I have to be the one to say, okay, well, you need to get to the rim. You know, you need to continue to put pressure on the defense, because I don't want to add to the burden of us just casting three-point shots. I want to be a guy that continues to put pressure on the rim. And I did take four of them tonight, but I was still living in the paint. And so, you know, that's my mindset. That's always been my mindset. We have shooters. They are designated snipers, and that's what we got them for, and I'm not one of them. I'm more like a tank or something like that.
For JR, David Mayo, MLive.com. Obviously, one of their principles is to crisscross their defensive matchups in the backcourt. When they do that, do you feel compelled? You were able to shoot them out of it tonight. Do you feel compelled to do that, and do you take that as kind of a personal challenge that they're trying to defend you with a point guard?
I mean, I take it as a challenge, no matter who's guarding me. I take it personal when they feel as though I'm the weaker guard on the offensive end or the defensive end. So, I mean, honestly, I try not to get caught up in it, because it's about the team. But I definitely take it personal.
LeBron, Joe Varden, Cleveland.com. There's some video circulating from the game. The fourth quarter, you're obviously upset with either Marcus or Drummond for an apparent elbow. There was a sense at the end of last season with the first round series that the series had crossed the line from physical to a little dirty. We remember what happened in game four. Where are we right now in terms of physicality versus dirty in the series?
There hasn't been one dirty play in this series. For me, I'm the last person that will allow physical play to go to the other side. I know how much I mean to my team, and I understand what this is all about. And I will make sure our guys understand that we're here to play basketball. Everything else is irrelevant. We want to play physical. We want to get up into those guys, make it tough on them. But like I said, the game is played in between the four lines, and there's going to be some video here or video there. It means absolutely nothing. I took a shot. I'm okay. I'm still standing tall, so I'll be ready on Friday.
Chris Fedor, Cleveland.com. JR, for you, the way that the finals went, the way that game one against Detroit went, was there any part of you that felt like you needed this kind of game tonight, any sense of relief?
I mean, whenever I play well, it's always, you know, a sense of relief. When I don't play up to the stature that I feel like I should be playing, I just get in the gym and work harder, and that's what I did. Fortunately, I just came out on the top of the end. So regardless if, you know, if I'm making shots, if I'm not making shots, I can't let that affect my game all around. I got to still go out there and guard and do all the little things to help my team. So I try not to let just making shots be make an effect on myself.